I wrote a poem in this book called Thicket, which is a story about Ishmael and Abraham, and also kind of a story about my father and I. Now, we all know that there's a difference between the Judeo-Christian story, version of the story, and the Muslim version of the story, because in the Muslim version of the story, it's Ishmael who goes into the thicket with his father, and in the Judeo-Christian version of the story, it's Isaac who goes into the thicket with his father. Well, Rachel told me that in the Jewish version of the story, Isaac doesn't know what's going to happen in the thicket. His father just tells him, come with me into the thicket. So there is this supreme moment of betrayal when Isaac realizes he's about to be killed, when he sees the knife, this moment of pure panic, basically. And the redemption is the redemption of Abraham. It's not, Isaac has not, it's sort of nothing to do with it. He's more of a passive figure in the story, but he's the victim in the story. And that trauma of coming up against the divine, and the divine wants you to be killed, basically. But in the Muslim story, version of the story, Ishmael knows. Abraham asks him, Abraham tells him, this is what's been commanded of me, will you submit? And Ishmael says, I submit. And so then Ishmael goes in. So that's much more of a, then the passion is shared by the father and the son in that version of the story. And Ishmael understands he's going to be killed. And to me, that's really much more significant than which son it is. It's, does the son know or not what is about to happen? Two totally different stories. So here's Thicket. So she, her telling me that has forced me to re-understand this poem in a different way from where I understood it myself before. I think I understand it better now, knowing this sort of conflict here. Thicket. The story unfolds like this. A blameless father loves the as yet unharmed son. The son is somewhat randy and alarmed at his appearance in an Orthodox world. Does it hurt him that he has been cut from the tribe of sons who believe, are unarmed, who recite all the rules? It's the father in the story who believes in God. The son believes in his father. The father is guileless. He's not trying to call God's bluff. And unbelievably to all, the son willingly opens his throat to the universe. Neither one of them is seeking to see God. They are not saying his name. They are not asking to be spared.